Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Thank you so much for tuning in. Folks, I took a couple days off because I just wanted to pray and think about things. And I spent the weekend with family and, you know, I want to get into so much because there's so much that needs to be discussed in this world. James Comer to release more Biden family bank records this week. Who's in charge of this country? Who's in charge? Who's really in charge? What does the Bible say about who's really in charge? New banking regulations backed by Senate Democrats will shrink the U.S. economy. Where do you put your faith and trust in? I'll get into this and what's going on in this world. Illegal immigrants protest migrant camp at Brooklyn Park. People that came here with $40 and put their faith and hope and trust in God, and look at what they did. And you got people now that are living off the government, living off help me, Jesus. A Texas woman survives an attack by a snake and the hawk that dropped from the sky to help her. Now, she had actual predators of the snakes come in and help her. Yeah. You know, she's alive today. Not because of President Obama. Not because of President Trump or Biden. She's alive today because of Jesus Christ. We had a way better country back in the day. Why? Because Bible and church. Bible and school. You had morals, you had values, you had standards. This woman is alive today because attacked by snakes, but because of the grace of God. When you have a movie that's promoting and showing how bad human trafficking is to little kids, and the devil wants to take it away, where is our moral compass gone? Like I've said before, there's a ruler. In the very center of the 6-inch mark, you have a line. That is the Constitution. Far right, no laws at all. Far left, total, complete control. You can't even breathe without the government's permission. Where do you want to be on that line? You know, people go back and forth, well, I'll never vote for Trump, no matter what, I'll never vote for Biden, I'll never do this, I'll never do that. Well, that's fine and dandy. Where do you put your hope? Where do you put your faith? Where do you put your trust in? I know where I put my hope and my faith and my trust in. I don't go to bed every night, even if I fall asleep. Right after, I pray. For Jesus, I prayed in Jesus. I got so much I want to get into, so don't forget this.
Hi, my name is Ben Trulise, and I'm a pastor at Manor House Church in Portland, Oregon. Today's verse of the day is awesome because it deals with our thoughts, and our thoughts are so powerful. In fact, the reality is that our thoughts determine the direction of our lives. What you think about repeatedly starts to show up in your words and in your actions and your decisions and how you respond to different situations. And today's verse is super specific and practical. The Apostle Paul is writing from a prison cell, and he's writing the conclusion of his letter to the Christians in the city of Philippi. And he talks about how they think and how they should think. But he doesn't just say you're thinking bad thoughts or think good thoughts. He actually gives them and all a specific list of parameters to test every thought. So listen to this famous verse, and then let's apply it to our lives. Philippians 4, verse 8 in the NIV says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. What a list. What if this list determines the kind of things that we think about? Because I don't know about you, but my mind left to its own doesn't default to God's thoughts. What kind of thoughts have plagued you recently? Maybe you've had some thoughts that have robbed you of some sleep or some peace. Have those thoughts been pure, admirable, lovely, right, pure, excellent, praiseworthy? I can pretty much guarantee that they haven't been any of those things because our minds don't default to God's thoughts. So what if we ask God every day to align our thoughts with His, to help us think His thoughts about Him, about ourselves, about our families, our workplaces, and many more things? Imagine the direction that our lives would move if we thought God's thoughts. So as we end today, why don't you take a moment and ask Him to align your thoughts with His? And better yet, why not make this a daily, regular practice and watch God transform your life from the inside out?
That's your verse of the day, Philippians 4:8. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable, the right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. In the social issues book I'm reading, it goes back to the quadruple standards of this world. It's, well, instead of having women that may have issues and may have problems and they get pregnant and they don't know what to do and they can't have the kid and this and that, well, instead of her having an abortion down the street, you know, in the street corner, let's legalize it and have it done professionally. Well, the goal is just to use it for, it's a purposeful thing. It's, well, let's just do this for this. For like the rare occasion that something happens and then it turns into, well, it's just, let me see here. Oh, yeah. Well, this time we did it for other than this purpose. That time, you know, and before you know it, instead of having consequences for your actions, what do? Well, instead of having consequences for actions, you just, okay, we're going to, yep, don't worry. If you get pregnant, we'll just kill the thing. Yep, there's no consequences anymore. We're just going to take the Bible out of everything. And that's where we're at in this world. You want to know why our ancestors, they had more faith? You know why? Because they didn't have some magic potion. Trust me, I'm Dr. Fauci. Don't worry. I know I said last week that masks work, but they don't. I mean, that they don't work, but now I'm saying they do. They didn't trust in a vaccine. They trusted in Jesus Christ. Okay, they had prayer. Okay, I'm sick. Pray for me. I've known people that literally, you can't regain your hearing. When you lose hearing, you lose it. They've gone to hear, and they have gained hearing in their ear. I know people who have two x-rays, a before and after. You cannot, if you have I'm not a doctor, like the back, you have like the spine and you have the vertebrae and then you have like the stuff in, like the cushions and stuff, the pads and stuff in between the discs and stuff. They were like missing and gone and like destroyed. I'm healed. Get an x-ray and they get an x-ray and your back doesn't heal itself. Well, it did. God healed. You know, what I'm trying to do here on the program is I'm trying to, okay, like James Comer, to release more Biden family bank records this week. So what? So what if something gets done to Biden? So what if they do something to Biden? We've gotten so far, well, it's, and I've said this before in the program, it's, you get $20 to go out to dinner. Everyone does. Here's this whole page of menus. This one side of the menu, everything's under $20. Well, you can get the steak or the lobster, this, that. You're going to have to pay the extra. So if it's a $25 item, you'll have to pay the extra $5. And one person just, I'll get that steak. Okay? I'll get that steak. I'll get the lobster. I'll get this. And before you know it, a bunch of people, like the first person, gets away with just not giving the extra money for the meal and only paying the $20. And then, well, hey, he didn't put in extra. I'm not going to pay extra. And then before you know it, folks, we have like $100 we owe because you got $20 for the meal, but our meals cost way more than everyone's. There's $100 short because people got the more expensive meal that was more than $20 and didn't put in the extra. And then the people that didn't, that went under and got the $14 dinner or the $20 dinner or the $15 dinner, they're stuck paying the tab. Well, it's the old cookie jar. And well, it's just a little, you know, hey, this guy is going to do stuff for this country. It's great. He's going to give me money to ensure that this legislation goes through. Okay? And then, well, it's just, I need this to get passed. Hey, I'll do this for you. Hey, I'll give you a good deal on this plot of land. You make sure I get elected mayor. Deal. I need 2 wagon, 3 oxen, and 4 horse. You elect me as the mayor. I'll make sure you get those things done. And it was like a bribery thing. You know, the 2020 election was, I don't care about the 2024. I know who's in control. We've taken God out of this country. I want to get into this amazing, amazing story. Help me, Jesus. Woman from Texas survives attack by a snake and the hawk that dropped down from the sky. Snakes, natural predators, a hawk. A Texas woman is grateful to God after surviving a harrowing animal attack, an extraordinary coincidence of not one but 2 predators randomly dropping on her in the middle of a field. That's right, folks. She puts her faith and hope and trust in God. The video I saw is kind of graphic. She was bitten by the snake severely, but these predators, aka God's creatures, came down and attacked the snake and saved her life. And if it wasn't for God's creatures, these snakes coming down, these hawks coming down after the snake, she might not have survived. She was just mowing. And all of a sudden, bang, out of nowhere. She didn't sit there and say, I have lady luck on my side. No, she knows where her faith lies. She knows where her hope lies. That's why when we were kids, we had unlocked trucks with guns in them because we had morals and values. We knew the consequences. If I grab my gun and go shoot up somebody, I'm going to have to answer to somebody. Maybe if people in D.C. realize that, yeah, they're going to have to answer to the man upstairs. You know, I'd rather stand with God and be judged by the world than stand with the world and be judged by God. You look at, I've got it right here. This says it all. Because stuff that I talk about a lot because it keeps coming up. These people that, well, they want to be the next Mr. Beast. They want to be the next social media station. Well, I'm gay. And then when they lose popularity, then they're transgender. Then they lose popularity again, so then they're non-binary, and then they're a giraffe, and then they're this, and they keep, it's like chasing the next high. They want attention. Well, that eight ball of crack was great, but you know, and then they just keep trying to, the next high. Well, I was on cloud nine because all these people support me because I'm gay, and then when, okay, now I got to change. Because now that's kind of like not anything special, what do I do? Where do I go? And instead of saying, okay, I know who my maker is. Like that Texas woman. She knows who saved her. She knows. Ms. Jones, she knew who was protecting. She knew Jesus helped me. She knew it. You don't have that anymore. You don't have people. You don't have success stories. You don't have that anymore. The problem is the world looks too much like the church. No. The church looks too much like the world instead of the church. There should be a difference. What does Genesis 3:20 say? Then a man named Adam named his wife Eve because she would be the mother of all who live. And the Lord God made clothing from animal skins for Adam and his wife. That says right there, two genders, man and woman. And there's one race, the human race. It doesn't matter. Well, are they going to indict Trump? Are they going to impeach Biden? Are they going to do this? Are they going to do that? You know, I know people that panic and freak. And what do I do? I don't know. New banking regulations backed by the Senate Democrats will shrink the U.S. economy. Well, are you going to put your hope and faith and trust in Jesus Christ to get you through this? God doesn't say that the fire won't come, but when it comes, you'll be able to withstand it. You'll be able to withstand it. I've been through, you want to know why a lot of druggies and alcoholics and people that have been through, I'll use the word, hell and back. The reason why they're Christians is because they've been to hell. They've seen the enemy. They've seen the devil. They've seen the demons. They know. Okay, I want something better. I want a more permanent fix. I don't want a temporary. Trump is temporary. Ramaswamy is temporary. Jesus Christ is eternal. You know, I call it God's currency, gold and silver. There's only a certain amount of gold and silver on this planet, and I can take gold and silver coins from back when it was used. I can take silver quarters, and I can buy just about as much gas now with a quarter as I could with a quarter back then because of the cost of silver and what the coin goes for. So many people in this world put their faith and hope and trust. Our nation was founded on biblical principles. Our laws were founded on biblical principles, like I talked about when I did my Campfire Revival classes. Folks, we were founded on biblical principles. Our laws have to line up with the Word of God, and the Word of God has to line up with the laws. Because if our laws aren't godly and honestly and true, then they're not good laws. You have Democrats politically motivated going after a presidential candidate, the top presidential candidate. That, where has it, what's gone wrong with this country is sort of like when you read the social book about the abortions. Well, it was just supposed to be for the rare occasions that if something went wrong and you ended up getting pregnant and everything was against you, then it was a way to safely have an abortion for the rare cases. It wasn't meant, and they didn't, but now it's a push thing where it's like, okay, don't worry, folks. It's going to be a form of contraception. Don't worry about anything. If you get pregnant, we'll just, even after it's born, we'll, you can think about it and get rid of it. That's sad. We need to get back to the world I grew up in, where my neighbors had my house key, and I could let them in. Now I know families that wouldn't. Okay, yeah, he's a biological family member, but I don't know if I would trust him with my house key. I had not even family that, in case I needed to get into their house for them, if they locked themselves out, I could unlock the door for them, and vice versa. We did have one time. She didn't think we were home, and she's like, "I'm just look. I just need a little bit of sugar." I'm like, "Well, you didn't knock," because I didn't think anyone was home. But she needed sugar, and we gave her sugar. You know, it's not like she was trying to rob us. She was just looking for a little bit of sugar instead of going to the store. You have legal immigrants protesting migrant camps in Brooklyn Park because they put their faith and hope and trust in God. You have migrants coming here trying to get everything free. Oh, don't worry, just vote for us and get all this free stuff. When all these people that came here legally and did it the right way with hope and faith and trust in God and $20. I mean, there's an old Cheech and Chong episode, and I've talked about this at my work. I'm like, I told Margarita, one of my coworkers, she was going down to Mexico. I'm like, you didn't call the immigration on yourself? And because there's a scene in one of the movies where he goes, oh, it's not the FBI, or whatever, it's not the DEA or whatever. It's just the immigrant. What? Yeah, my cousin calls immigration on himself, man. They bring the whole wedding party down, man. They even get fed lunch. And when you show that to the Mexicans, they're like, yeah, we'd do that. Why not? They would pick you up. They'd take you all back down, you know. And it was in Cheech Martin, I was singing one of his songs, and this guy goes up to me, goes, you're going to offend someone, yada, yada, yada. I said, well, the song was written by a Mexican, Cheech Marin from Cheech and Chong. He wrote it. He's a Mexican. He wrote the song, Mexican Americans. And so if a it makes fun of, it's sort of like when they do songs like white trash songs. And I was just, you know, and we're a melting pot of people that came here putting their hope and faith and trust in God. I remember back in the 1800s, 1700s with the Geneva Bible, it would take a year's salary to get a Bible, and you had one and you did Bible study every night. My pastor, his dad, wanted a Bible on tape cassette. You can get like now they have apps. You can get it, download and listen to the app for free. That's what I got. I use, like, when I don't want to do research, I do Bible Gateway, but I just have the Bible app on my phone. And when you do that, you know, they're free. And my pastor's dad prayed for like 3 years because it was like $79 to get a Bible on tape cassette. Guess what? Came true. He ended up getting the book on tape. And that's one of the biggest things, I think, that has been robbed of this. Because, like, if you look at, like, John 12:36, put your trust in the light while there is still time. Then you will become children of the light. After saying these things, Jesus went away and was hidden from them. Put your trust in the light, in Jesus, in God. Put your hope and faith and trust. Jesus is the way to the Father. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. John 14:1. Our founding fathers came here with nothing. They didn't have, they didn't come over here in the Mayflower. Let me see here. I need a hotel to stay in. They wanted a house. They had to get out and build it. They wanted food. They had to grow it. A lot of what you know of as biscuits and gravy was started because they would take like cookies, like biscuits, and they would cook. They would cook them till they were like a hockey puck, so that they were super dried out, so that they could not, so they wouldn't have hardly any moisture at all, if none. That way they would survive, and as long as there was no moisture, like mold or mildew, it was great. And then they would take the beef jerky that was dried so long to preserve it, they would reconstitute that in a broth so that it would tenderize the meat and make it soft, and then they would pour that stuff over the super dried biscuits, and it would soften them up, and you would have what, like a modern day kind of like biscuits and gravy. But you look at, they put their hope and faith and trust in Jesus. And you have these people that come across the border. I want everything handed to me. I want everything given to me. You got to know where your hope and faith and trust lies. I mean, because what I'm understanding, like, okay, as we get back, like it's long overdue to impeach Biden. Well, if you impeach Biden, you're going to get Kamala Harris in there. No matter who's in charge of this country, Jesus Christ is the king, and that's what people don't realize. What's happened since we've gotten him out of everything? He was in schools. They used to teach gun safety in school. We used to have unlocked trucks with loaded shotguns, and there weren't people killing people. We didn't have half the school not knowing what race they were or what gender they were or whatever. They knew. They knew what the meaning of the rainbow was. They knew. You, Timothy 3:15, you have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes from trusting in Jesus Christ. You got to trust in him. I have so many people, like, when, since I didn't like Obama, I had to like Bush, and I had to be this, and I had to be that, and I had to be this, and I had to be that. I mean, when you look at, like, okay, they release all this evidence on Biden, then they go after Trump on the next day. They release all this stuff on Biden, and the next day it goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I know where my hope and faith and trust lies, in Jesus Christ. I'm putting my hope and faith and trust in him. I'm not putting my faith and hope and trust in a paper currency, a dollar. A world can't buy. As it's hard to believe, it's 28 years since Jerry Garcia's death. In Touch of Grey, he said, we will get by, we will survive. And it's the truth. We will get by, we will survive. If you go to John 14:6, it doesn't say Trump is the way, Biden is the way. It doesn't say anything about that. It says, Jesus told him, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one can get to the Father except through me. We need to go back to our principal roots, where we put our hope and faith and trust in God. When people would save up a year of money to get a Geneva Bible to read every night. Now, a lot of families probably have 5 or 6 Bibles in their house and don't even read them. Well, no, we're not really, you know, we're not getting rid of National Prayer Day. We're just not going to except, you know, we're not getting rid of, you know, we just don't want Jesus in school. I mean, we can't push it. Well, what morals and values are you going to have in the school then? What morals and values and standards are you going to have in this world? I mean, we live in a world now where everyone's like, well, I can't believe this. The same person that wants to support abortion does not want to support school shootings. Both is killing. What does the murder is wrong. There's no consequences for actions anymore. There's no There's no consequences anymore. And that's okay, I'm looking up some. Where is it? Yeah, I'm just looking up something. Well, I know, I'm just trying, when I find it, I'll let you know, but this country has gone so, well, it's just, and it goes back to television. Well, it's just talking about two girls kissing, to then they kiss, but one really didn't mean it, to, you know, it's just a little bit this, just a little bit, and before you know it, well, it's just this, it's not that bad of a word, and then, well, since they said this, then they just keep moving the moral meter, as I call it. Yes. But okay. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in, and that's what we do. You know, it's like I'm reading about the ethical use of stem cells, and it's not, you know, and they can get human stem cells from, like, humans, like adults, and that's what they're trying to do. You know, you don't have to kill a fetus to get stem cells to do research. But when you look at this world and everything that's going on, are they going to impeach Biden? Is Trump going to get indicted? Is this going to happen? Oh, the whole, you know, you can be all doom and gloom all you want to, or you can say, well, who's in charge? Jesus Christ will never, God and Jesus will never give you more than you can handle. You know? It's misinformation. Another electric bus company, heavily backed by the Biden administration, files for bankruptcy. Well, we got to sit there and we got to put our, you know, we got to have electrical vehicles. They got to have wind power and solar power and this power and that power. You ever wonder why there's no Christian energy drink? Because we get our energy from Jesus Christ. That's where it comes from. Our ancestors came here with nothing. They made something. Now everyone, well, just give me, you know, I lost my hope and faith. I tore my calf. I didn't want to walk. I'm like, just give me one of those motorized scooter things. right around there. The Rascal Scooter. We're at the Grand Canyon. I don't want to walk. It hurts so bad at times. I don't want to put any pressure or anything on my foot and this and that. And I didn't know this. My wife has got like a prayer. She's praying up a storm. Lord, you gotta fix this. You gotta do this. You gotta do something. God didn't heal me, but he did. And this person goes, what do you mean? He didn't heal you, but well, he could have just healed me. He could have just given me, I could just come across the border and be given stuff. Oh, yeah, there we go. I got a condo. I got this. I got that. I got free health care. I got all this stuff. No. You're going to walk around this sanctuary 7 times. And you will be healed. And I was in pain. I'm like, I don't know, walk 7 times. And the Lord reminded me, he goes, I didn't cure a man of blindness. I took my saliva, made mud with the dirt, and put it on his eyes. I gave him a commandment. Okay, now go wash off the mud and you will see. He didn't just cure him. He could have said, what can you just cure me? He could have just scraped the mud from his eyes. Why can't you just heal me? No, you have to do something. You have to show you trust in me? Mm-hmm. Sure I do. Well, then do as I've commanded, and you will be healed. And I have not had an issue since. I think like twice I've kind of had like a little... Like the devil tries to get me and I stretch it out and it's fine, but you know. But there are transgender people that are fighting for men, biological men, to be in women's sports. Like that South Park episode where they have a guy that's kind of like mocking men. Where she's, yes, I think they're brave to want to be in a transgender sport. And, you know, it's just brave that these guys that want to be girls, and then he goes, I'm taking you down. And he looks like, he's like a Randy Savage. He's like 20 times bigger and way more agile, you know. But there are women that are fighting for this. Genesis 3:20. Then the man Adam named his wife Eve because she would be the mother of all who live. Kind of says to me that there's a man and a woman. I mean, we've gone so far off the Richter scale in terms of morality that how dare you? Mock me all you want to. We're in my mom's bulimic and alcoholic and drug addict. Hypothetically, are you going to love your mom? Of course you are. You're going to, I love my alcoholic mom, Yeah, she calls up the lewds dude every night. Yep. She's at home singing, start spreading the lewds. No, you're not. You're not going to support your mom calling the lewds dude every night to get lewds. Dates me, you know. Well, it's okay, man. I'm just going to have 12 bottles of vodka and not one. No. You're going to love your mom, but you're not going to love what she's doing. Let's get women into the workforce. Let's put women first. Let's make the feminist movement. That way we can get the women in the workforce. And then, guess what? They'll have less time to be there for the kids and educate them. So I got to work. There's food in the fridge, just heat it up and, you know, Make sure you do your homework and whatever. Do whatever you want to. I don't care. No, you know, not back in the day. I've been ridiculed for this many times. I'm going to go back to the 50s when there weren't hardly any women in the workforce. And this lady went AWOL. And they said, remember, back when women, for the most part, were not in the workforce, a family of four could be provided on one income with a house, a car, and they could send kids to college. Now you have two people working four jobs, can't even make it, can't afford anything, praying to God that their kid makes it in some sort of sport so they can get a scholarship if they're going to go to college. They're $400 away from bankruptcy. Having any, whoops, I got to get my car fixed. Well, I got a problem here because I can't afford to get my car fixed, but at the same time, I need a vehicle. So I want to know how much I can get for this car in this condition. I need to sell this, and whatever money I can get for this car, I'm going to put to get another car, and hope, and then I'm going to run that until it has an issue. Like, I'm going to go back and get a 1980s car. That way, if it doesn't start, okay. Is the alternator bad? The starter? Yeah, my car won't work. Have you checked the software? Have you done the update yet? What? Yeah, there's an update on your computer in your car. That's why your car won't start. Are you kidding me? I want to have a starter be the problem, or the alternator, or the battery. Nope. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in around the world. I don't know. Doesn't matter where you live. Where do you put your hope and faith and trust in? Do you trust in the government? Don't worry. I'll just have them take more money out of my paycheck and taxes because it's going to benefit everybody. The Lord only demands tithing, which is 10%. If the government only want, if, why should the government need any more than what God asks? So many people like, and our Lord and Savior Barack Hussein Obama. Yeah. That's why I like Trump. Well, who do you want to have win? Russia? Do you support Russia or Ukraine? I want no one to die. Period. I want to end the war. It's like instead of people fighting for life, it's a woman's right. Even though like a tenth of a percent of all abortions are for like actual legitimate needs. To all those people that are pro-abortion, your mom chose life. I mean, they should go into stem cell use and stuff, and, oh, well, they don't just throw away the babies. They use them for ethical reasons. Well, they're working on getting stem cells from other parts. You know, we're one race, the human race. There really is no difference. Billy Bush, an heir to the Anheuser-Busch Empire, said that his ancestors would have rolled in their graves over Bud Light. Because they had morals and they had values. Not like today. Don't worry, folks. Be whatever you want to be. There's a law, I guess, in Michigan that if you misgender someone, you can go to jail. So, you know, I wonder how well that's going to go over. Because I don't care what you call me, I'm going to say you misgendered me and I want you arrested. Yeah, I'm going to call 911. Yeah, operator, can I help you? Yeah, I need to get an officer over here. Some guy misgendered me. I need him arrested now, immediately. I need them stat. I'm going to find out what the code is for, like stat, like life or death type thing. Hi, I'm trying to get my hope and faith and love from everything but God. That's why I'm gay, then transgender, then I'm binary, then this, then that. Well, they thought it was, well, I didn't get much response saying I was a SEAL, so most people probably didn't know I was a SEAL for a little bit, so I'm going to change. Let me see if they'll accept me as a camel. Maybe, I don't know. Well, I only got about 1,000 likes. There was some person that had, like, millions of followers or something on, like, social media and had, like, an event, and no one showed up. Anyway, I forget how many thousand, like how many followers they have on like a TikTok thing. And when it was, oh, I'm going to have an event so all my fans can meet me, and no one showed up. Zero. Zilcho. Look at how many Facebook friends you have. If you were in critical condition, how many of them would be there for you? If you really needed, if you had your friends on Facebook, how many would really be there for you if you really needed it? Think about that. How many people would really be there? I mean, you need to help people, right? Biden seeks another Ukraine aid package north of $10 billion. Who's he paying off? Who does he owe money to? We have thorns in our own eyes in America, and we have to take the thorn out of our own eye before we help someone else. I want to get into this. I'm going to try to get into some Premier League news, but I want to get into this. Watch. Don't ever give up. Floridian survives being lost at sea for almost 2 days, and he said he had more talks with God than ever. 25-year-old Charles Gregory was enjoying a fishing trip early Friday off the coast of St. Augustine, Florida, when he found himself in dire need of help. At one point, the tide became rising extremely faster, and a wave smashed into his 12-foot John boat, sending him plunging into the water. However, eventually, he managed to struggle back onto the small boat Sunday, reported by KOMU. Little did he know his troubles were not over, because his vessel was swept out to sea, where he was lost for nearly 2 days in burning sun. Ouch. I know what that means. I got serious sunburn this weekend. Oh, yeah. Uncle Tater is what my nieces and nephews are calling me. Uncle Tater! But he had conversations with Christ. For what seems like an eternity, Gregory held on to the partially submerged boat while being stung by jellyfish and watching sharks circle nearby. His father, Raymond Gregory, later told reporters. Raymond also noted that he had more conversations with God in that 30 hours than he had in his whole life. Isn't that interesting? Folks, plane's about to go down. That's a question. Why do you... What? Okay, maybe you should start having conversations with God now. Put your hope and faith and trust in God. But I want to get into some Premier League news while I got some time. Let me see where I'm at, folks. Got about 6 minutes left. And this is turning out to be something good because Harry Maguire is going to leave United. I love it. He's like Alexis Sanchez. When Robbie from Arsenal fan TV, like, we're getting Alexis Sanchez. And I'm like, no way. Why are they getting rid of him? And he turned out to be one of the biggest flops. And Harry Maguire was 80 million pounds. I'm like, oh. He's got to do it. And he just hadn't done anything. And when Eric Ten Hag removed him from the captaincy, he's basically like saying goodbye. And in case they couldn't do anything, he's like, well, he's still a vital part of the team in case we need him. And da-da-da. That was code in case something went wrong. What's my thoughts? Him and McTominay are reportedly been offered, West Ham have offered 60 million pounds for both of them. I think Maguire's about 35 million, but take it. 30 million, somebody wants him, take it. Take it. Take it, you know, get some strikers in there, get Inanna in there, get Amrabat, you know, get somebody in there. Because I was against, like, why are we getting rid of De Gea and getting Inanna in here? Why? But then I when you hear people talk about, well, let me think about it from this standpoint. What if next year when De Gea does go and there's not a decent goalkeeper, what do we do? So, and it's going to be interesting to see. I'm excited. I mean, we're having a halfway decent transfer window for the Glazers still in charge. Now, I don't know if they're trying to, hey, look at this, you know. I don't know why we're having a decent transfer, but could we be title contenders? I think we're top four. I think if everything goes according to plan, we should be top four. You know, I'm not, well, yeah, you know, I still think we got some areas we need to work, but if we can get rid of Fred, we can get rid of McTominay, get rid of Maguire, because Maguire basically is like, he's done. Well, if you're not going to get game time, we're not going to have you in the England squad. And he's not really going to get much game time at United. So it's like he either goes somewhere where he's going to get game time and play and keep his England spot, or not at all. I think Pulisic needs to stay, in my opinion. You know, I hope he stays, but he needs to stay. I think we need to get Maguire gone. We need to get Fred gone, and we need to get McTominay gone, and we need to get Amrabat. I think we can still get two more signings. I'm excited to see what goes down the pipeline. I mean, I thought this would be another Glazer transfer window. And I'm excited to see because finally we're getting a manager in that is, I think he's calling out the owners. And it's going to be neat because I'm going to see what his thoughts are. Because, hey, they've actually signed some of his players that he wanted. He got some of his players. Where I kind of feel like Ollie wanted Erling Haaland, and that never happened. And, you know, Donny van de Beek going, my buddy asked me what my thoughts were. I'm like, well, he never even was given a chance at United. I don't think he ever played enough, in my opinion, to even be considered. You know, like, Ollie wasn't going to use him. So, like, and I think he would have been great at United, but you can't say because you don't know because he never played hardly. Then he'll play like one game. This is first game in a year and a half, but you expect him to just, like, dominate. You expect him to be like a Wayne Rooney in a hat trick. But he did, you know. We just need to get Roy Keane's in there. People that, like, hey, this is, it's an honor and a privilege to wear this jersey and this shirt. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel part of, no matter where you are listening around the world, just put God first. Watch him work. Christianity is attacked all around the world for one reason, because it's real. If it wasn't, you wouldn't attack us. You would just make fun of us and laugh at us and leave us alone. But you attack us and you try to shut us down and burn Bibles. And you notice how, like, when Satanists burn stuff, they burn and rip up and tear up Bibles, but never the Quran or never anything else, because Jesus is the only one that's defeated Satan. But remember, folks, don't forget this. With the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, you mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this one, till this Monday, good night, and God bless all. Goodbye.